All right. Hello, Internet.
I'm wearing pants. I can't think.
So, yeah. So evidently, Brita went to Virginia to visit Jay, and then they exploded in a fireball at a stop sign.
Or something like that.
So it's just Alan and us. It's a very, very sad day. And I'd like to say happy birthday to St. Patrick.
I don't think it's his birthday.
I think it's his birthday.
Maybe it is. I'm not real sure how that works.
Again, we were discussing just before the show started on how this stuff works. So congratulations. Hope you're all super drunk on green beer. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, I'm drinking a Martinez cocktail.
Martinez, you know, that was actually one of the things I was going to bring up last time, and we didn't get a chance to do it. Is, you know. Okay. You know, okay. Maybe I did bring it up. That was last week. I've slept since then. You know, if we caricatured any other race or nationality the way we do Irish, there would be riots in the streets and cars burning.
Well, I mean, we did used to do that with blacks in the South in the, you know, up until about the, you know, 60s.
About 20 years ago.
Yeah. So.
But you know, it's like the Irish are the last group that you can safely do that to.
Yeah. Well, no, you can. I think you can also do it to, like, Asians of any ilk just because, you know, the, you know. You know, Chinese and Japanese being, you know, bad drivers with Coke bottle glasses.
Yeah, but okay.
And Indians saying, please come again, and Apu on The Simpsons and all that stuff.
Well, that's true.
It's all well and good because guess what? They're your doctor. They're gonna laugh at you while they're running an endoscope up your ass.
Yep.
And charging you huge amounts of money and going, go ahead and call me Apu. Go ahead and say, please come again, because you're sending my kids to college.
Yep. And have you ever seen some of the Popeye cartoons from World War II?
I don't think so.
You should look them up. I've seen some of the
Warner Brothers ones.
Yeah, well, it's probably pretty similar, but they did a lot of. I remember seeing a bunch of Popeye because, you know, Navy or something. But anyway, there was the caricatures of the Japanese and Germans in those cartoons was really bad. I mean, it's funny as hell, but they were, you know, it was war. They were the enemy. So it was a different time.
I'm going to share Looney Tunes, Bugs Nips the Nips.
Yeah, there you go. That's
yeah,
one.
And that's the tiny buck tooth.
Yeah, with the glasses.
Glasses wearing.
Yep.
By the way, how is it like that the Japanese got like the stereotype of wearing glasses?
I don't know. Maybe they have a predisposition toward that or something. I don't know. Maybe they thought it was funny.
By the way, has anyone ever figured out like being a book nerd and like glasses wearing?
Yes.
Is there an actual tie to it? Because I won't lie. Like most of the people I went to college with are all wear glasses.
There is a correlation between reading a whole lot and being nearsighted.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there's a causality there, I don't know.
There's also a correlation between being black and being in the NBA.
This is true.
Yep. And again, blacks won't care because who gives a shit? Because they're like, yeah, no, I make a bazillion dollars and I'm in the NBA.
Yeah.
Or I'm sitting there watching the NBA going, motherfucker, why can't I be in that sport?
Because I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to either. Fuck that noise.
Chop, chop, chop.
That was really loud and crappy. It is Wednesday, October 7th, and our audio is pretty bad.
This is horrible.
I want a new song. I like this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of it, too.
Plus, everybody uses it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just happened to be waiting for the show to start, saw that, Steven Crowder has he's doing his show live right now or something or other. And yeah, no, all of a sudden it cut into that sound clip. Yeah. And I'm like, man, everybody uses that shit.
Yeah, we got to find something new.
Yep.
Should bring back the song from VC. Da, 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 the little honky tonky.
Yeah. I think you can talk to my buddy about doing something.
Ooh, custom.
Yeah, we can do that.
That'd be nice.
We can do that.
Yeah.
I can pay for it in booze.
Hey.
Just get him really fucking drunk.
We can give him free stickers.
You know, I can give him stickers, yeah. I got a lot of stickers. A lot of stickers. I'll just fucking modify him in stickers. And then I'll say, yeah, write us and record us a song and I'll take the stickers off.
Yeah, there you go. Man.
So happy St. Patrick's Day. What did you do to celebrate? I had Mexican food for lunch and cooked a steak for dinner.
Yeah. I think I ate a hamburger for lunch.
Well, that's very Irish.
Yeah. And worked on how I'm going to install my radio in the truck.
Your truck didn't come with a radio?
It's a two-way VHF UHF radio.
Oh. Oh, you get a CB.
No, not a CB.
What's your handle? Are you the Knight Rider?
Oh, God.
Wales, your bandit, this is Shunbench coming at you. Any smokies out your back door?
Yeah, that's it. That's my CB handle, Shunbench.
You got one of those 10-gallon hats with the sides all folded up to shit. You're chewing tobacco, actually chewing it, not dipping, but actually.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone make chewing tobacco anymore?
Oh yeah, they still make it. Red Man.
Just rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Sounds awful.
It is awful.
I mean, I dipped once and it was the worst thing ever. I love nicotine. Nicotine's the greatest drug on the planet, and that's not fucking worth it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I've sat there and smoked a Marlboro Red, and let me tell you, that's a disgusting ass cigarette. And let me tell you, when you want a cigarette, it's a pretty tasty cigarette.
Oh,
but
man.
When you want a cigarette and somebody hands you some Copenhagen, you're like, yeah, I think I'll be all right. Maybe today's the day I quit.
Yeah, I don't even care for the smell, honestly.
Oh, the smell! I would much rather sit in a closed in space with someone just smoking, one after another fucking cigarettes and just fucking clam baking the crap out of a room with nasty ass cigarette smoke than sit next to somebody with that dip breath smell.
Ugh. Yep,
it is really really gross. So yeah, Sabrina's too drunk to podcast, and Jay is allegedly going to be arriving shortly.
Allegedly.
It says he's online.
Does it?
But has he been online?
Let me see if I can add him.
He's not in chat, so he's probably not around yet.
Let me see if I can add him. He wasn't online earlier. We will see.
Okay. We're trying to call Jay. It might set his phone on fire.
Nope. No Jay.
No, Jay. Okay.
So, we had a bunch of stuff we were going to. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in and save us, it's 214-530-0036, and we would love your calls. Since the last show, Rubio has dropped out.
Sure has.
Dude could not do it before Florida.
I mean, it makes sense.
He had to do it after. Did he really think he had a chance of winning Florida? That's what I want to know. Was this just a screw you, Trump, or
Kasich's still in here? Kasich won Ohio and just barely.
Oh, I know. Kasich's not giving up either. He has no chance. I mean, it's
he's gonna lose his way to victory.
Yeah, I don't know. He says he's the only real conservative in the left in the race, which is ludicrous. But
that's right. He's insane. Crazy person. I mean, again, at that point in time, it's one of those like, no. Now's the time just to drop out and fucking go home and sleep because. Come on, campaigning can't be fun. Who the hell enjoys that?
Well, some people do enjoy it. Man, Clinton thrived on it.
Yeah, it did seem like Obama seemed to be having an awfully good time when he was doing it. But
he sure did.
And it seems like it'd be absolute drag. The wearing a friggin' suit and like making a speech in one place and then like hopping in the van and going to the next place and then making another speech in a completely different place.
They do the same one over and over again. It's all the same. Yeah.
and then, you know, constantly being assaulted by Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Or in the case of the GOP, the other GOP candidates.
Yeah. I was going to say this whole violence thing is really funny. Watching the media be all like, well, it's not entirely Trump's fault that there's all these riots and violence. And I'm like, it's not his fault at all. What do you mean it's not entirely his fault?
It's more like it's not entirely George Soros' fault. There is some Black Lives Matter people also sending people people with pipes and chains.
Crazy.
I was super bummed on Tuesday that Bernie Sanders didn't win shit.
Well, because people forget, and kids are so fucking stupid. Bernie Sanders, the only reason Bernie Sanders was in the race was to give Hillary safe competition and make her look less liberal. That's the only reason Bernie was in the race. And then all these idiotic college kids were like, yeah, socialism, cool, man. Bernie's going to give us free shit. And everybody started going out and voting for him. And, you know, it's like the Democratic Party is, unlike the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, they're not stupid. There's no way in hell they're going to let the people pick their candidate.
That's why they came up with the superdelegates when a black man was polling pretty high. Ugh, gross.
Yep. Not going to have that again.
Nope. No, I love black people. Just as long as they don't move down the street from me. They don't move into my gated community.
Well, I mean, think about it. The Clintons, you know, Obama was a huge upset for the Clintons 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Hillary had it in the bag. She was the heir apparent. She was going to be the nominee. And all of a sudden, whoosh, Obama just sucked everything out from her.
Mm-hmm.
And took her by surprise. And they were like, the Democratic Party's like, no, never again. We're not going to let anybody do that. And now I bet you the Republicans are thinking the same idea. They're going to go, hey, superdelegates, there's an idea.
Well,
we need to do that shit.
If they last that long, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about like monkey business at the Republican convention, and I'm cheering for it because, I mean, it's one of those things of the, you know, this is, you know, my wife and I were talking about, she was read some article where the person was saying that he was a conservative, but he would actually vote for Hillary Clinton if it was Hillary Clinton versus Trump, because Trump would mean the death of the Republican Party, and essentially trolled out everything that was going on there. And, you know, I was saying, you know, and it was everything he listed was sound. And my wife was like, you know, I kind of see the point of that. And I said, yeah, but that's all going on the premise that the Republican Party living is a good thing. I mean, this is like a super duper, you know, bad marriage. Yeah, divorce sucks and is chaotic and horrible. But you know what? When you're in a goddamn terrible marriage, that's the best thing on the planet. And And that's the whole thing, is the Republican Party is just done eat up with corruption and crap and garbage. So, yeah, it'll really suck for it to die a horrible, bleeding death, but that's the best thing.
Greetings, humans.
Hey, Jay.
Let's see if Skype actually allows this to go through before it goes into a fucking 8-minute subroutine to update shit I didn't ask for, motherfucker. Not that I feel strongly about this or anything.
Yeah. Jay is contacting us from beyond the grave. Jay, what's heaven like?
How the hell would I know?
Jay, what's hell like?
It's a lot like Massachusetts. Oh, actually, it is Massachusetts.
I thought it'd be more like it. I thought it'd be more like DC.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? How about that? Yes, mass transit's the way to go. Yeah, except when, oh fuck, it ain't working for I don't know a couple days. Fuck it.
I want to know.
I didn't realize that DC Metro hired up Bev Scott. The first thought was like they shut down the entirety of the DC Metro. That's gotta be Bev Scott, because again.
Yes.
They shut down the entirety of the Boston public transit system, and they did it on like the best weather day like we had in weeks, and the next day it was worse.
Yeah.
So did they ever say why they were shutting down the DC transit system?
Inspection.
Wasn't it like wasn't the third rail shit setting shit on fire or something? I thought I heard something about that.
There was a fire, yes.
Okay. I don't understand why you can't inspect stuff and still let the trains roll.
Union.
Apparently somebody needed the day off in the federal government.
That's what I'm thinking.
Union. Those shovels aren't going to stand themselves up, nor are these cigarettes going to smoke themselves.
Exactly.
But don't worry. Bernie Sanders wants to take trucks off the road and use trains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Well, okay. Here's the deal. Bernie.
I'm sorry. I'm, when a socialist says he wants to make the trains run on time, I get a little nervous.
Oh, and also, to be fair, there'll be solar powered trains.
the whole Bernie thing is just ludicrous to me because, you know, in the first place, he has no chance of hell of being the candidate. So it's, you know, who gives a crap what Bernie says or what Bernie wants?
Right.
It's idiotic. I mean, these people are talking
see the wet spot in his pants get larger.
These people are talking like I see crap on Facebook all the time because I have relatives that are.
Yep. Same.
And I'm like,
yeah, same here.
You know, I just wanted to like shake them and say, do you not realize that this is theater? This is not real.
He exists only to make Hillary Clinton look more centrist in the general. That is the only reason.
Exactly.
And same thing with Martin O'Malley exists just to make Hillary look like she isn't going to ban our guns.
Right. Yes. Compared to Martin O'Malley.
Yeah. The whole thing is ludicrous. I love
the absolute circus of where were you, Mr. Sanders, when I was trying to pass health care?
standing right behind.
Literally.
As a matter of fact, you made a note of it publicly. It's on the record, and hey, guess what? That's what all the radio stations were playing that day. Man.
It's the same raw arrogance we saw in her husband. It's like, I'm going to lie through my fucking teeth and nobody's going to say anything about it.
Of course not.
But except for the fact that like Hillary Clinton makes Richard Nixon look like Jay Smooth.
Yes. Yes. That's the big difference, is that Bill Clinton could lie right to your face. You know, he was lying, but he'd feel your pain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you go. All right, Bill. Cool.
Yeah. Well, you knew he was lying. You knew he was okay because you know he knew where the good strippers were. So,
but it didn't matter because he resembled a human being. I mean, Hillary Clinton is really that has really got that like creepy Chuck E. Cheese automaton sort of thing going on about her. It's just the it's got like the teeth are articulated. I don't like that.
Her human suit ain't fitting too good.
No, she definitely needs a refit on her Edgar suit.
Yeah,
I was just about to say Vincent D'Onofrio from Men in Black. Sugar and water. More.
Yeah. Okay, so there's really two ways I see the election going at this point. Because Hillary's going to be the Democratic nominee.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I think it's pretty safe to say Trump's going to be the Democratic nominee unless the Republicans pull some shenanigans. I saw somewhere Cruz has to get
Was that a Freudian slip or was that not the most brilliant thing you said? Did you mean to say Trump was going to be the Democrat nominee? Cause
I meant Republican. It was probably a Freudian slip. But anyway,
he's going to be the Democratic candidate.
I saw some numbers that said Cruz had to win like 80 plus some percent of all the remaining delegates, which is just not going to happen.
Now what if Rubio were to hand over his? Would that make a difference?
It's still not enough.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but
even in Florida, if Rubio had dropped out and everybody that voted for Rubio would have voted for Trump, voted for Cruz, Trump still would have won Florida.
Yeah.
So
Camacho 2016,
The only way Cruz would have won Florida is if Kasich and Rubio had both dropped out and all of those voters had voted for him instead, which was not going to happen.
It's done. Full bore Camacho 2016.
Unless now there could be some black swan events in this election. It is not beyond reason to expect the Republicans to do something at the convention.
As a matter of fact, I think that it's unreasonable to think that they're not going to try shenanigans.
I agree.
And again, I will be so disappointed if they don't, because again, I want them to die.
They are the stupid party.
I read something funny this morning that said that they are looking at doing, and this was the excuse. They're looking at changing the rules for the convention so that nobody tries to get rid of Trump. Or so they don't try to, pull a fast one on Trump and make him not the nominee. And I'm thinking, well, why would you have to change the rules for that? Because the rules are you vote, the first ballot, the delegates have to vote for who they're pledged to. And Trump's going to have enough to win, and that's going to be it. The only reason to change the rules would be to prevent something like that.
Yep.
I think Trump should just show up at all of his campaign events with an RPK and just randomly fire into the air because he is President Camacho.
Well, here's
no man.
The other well,
first up, that was an FN mini me, and also an RPK is just altogether too A Slavic and B utilitarian. Like it would actually have to be like the H&K. What is it? The G36. What was that caseless round gun?
The one that nobody can have.
Yeah, MP7.
Was it the MP? No, an MP7's good too. That also works. That's not what I was talking about, but
the one that was the
G11.
The one that used the caseless ammo with the weird.
The Glock G7.
And didn't the
porcelain and porcelain. It doesn't show up in airport X-rays.
That's right. Yep, and Lou Gossett Jr. used one to try to kill the Antichrist in Left Behind.
So let's look at
love that movies, by the way. That fucking series is awesome.
Okay, here's the thing. If the Republicans if they don't pick Trump, they're not going to pick Cruz. That's just not going to happen.
I hope that they put Romney up in front again.
Romney. That's what I'm thinking. They'll do.
I will vote for Gary Johnson.
They'll do Romney or something.
So Trump actually can't do, like, if Trump gets the nomination stolen from him, he actually can't do anything because in most states it's already too late for him to do third party.
Right. Exactly. I mean,
it was one of those, like, Gary Johnson managed to got fucked over by the Republican Party and was smart enough to drop out early and just go, like, after like the second or third debate, but before any of the primaries ever went through, he dropped out because he was like, all right, obviously this game is rigged. You're not even gonna let people know that I'm running for president. And so therefore it's going to be, you know, people are just going to think I'm some sort of weird third party candidate anyway. So I'm just going to be a weird third party candidate. And he started very, very early and managed to get on. And I don't think he even got on every state. I don't think he was even on every state's ballot. But the big thing about it is, again, I'm no lover of Trump, but I mean, you've got to respect what the man's done. And what he could do is get himself a national write-in campaign. And it would actually be, for him, it would be pretty easy. I mean, drop a few million dollars in printing up stickers.
Yeah, but he's not going to get enough write-ins to win anything. It's just not going to happen.
I think it would definitely be throwing a lot towards Clinton. Because
right,
writing in versus, because a lot of people aren't going to figure out how to write in or
right.
are going to be low not, information yeah. voters. Won't low bother. Information voters exist on both sides.
Yep. You're talking about people that can't punch Chads out. They're not going to write a name in.
Okay, so I've got another one that'll throw things for a loop.
Hey man, I know a few Chads that are really tough. I mean, not every single Chad you know has a glass jaw.
What if Hillary gets indicted?
Hillary's not going to get indicted. I will bet real money.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. I've been waiting for that shoe to drop, and now I'm going, like, is Obama playing some sort of crazy game of chess? Except for we've had almost 8 years of him, and he's never played chess yet.
Checkers. Yeah. It's tiddlywinks.
Yeah,
yeah.
He can't even play tiddlywinks. It's like some weird. It's like. Yeah.
I'm sorry. In my opinion, he's the dumbest man to ever hold that office.
Wait a minute.
So the idea that he's got some sort of hold card where he's going to swoop in at the last minute when Hillary secures the nomination, get her indicted, get her thrown in prison, and then all of a sudden now it's up for grabs and he can put in whatever straw he wants.
That's the whole thing.
That's way too smart.
Biden? I don't think that's going to happen either. I don't think Obama has anything to do with it. Hold on.
I want to know who's holding back the dogs of war.
Hold on. The president.
Let the caller speak.
The president has nothing to do with the Department of Justice or a prosecutor anywhere in the nation bringing charges against someone.
I disagree.
All he,
right.
I understand what you're saying, Alan, but it's the same idea as the president also has nothing to do with who the IRS audits, except for when he does.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All he can do is say, that's not a good idea, or I wish you wouldn't do that. Or he can, you know, worst case, break out the pardon.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. There are a lot of people in the intelligence community that are really pissed off at Hillary and what she did.
I can see
she didn't lose a single person in Libya.
That's true.
Because
I'm still trying to figure out how the insect overlords in her brain thought that would be a good thing to say.
It's the same way they view abortions. They're not killing little babies. They're just getting rid of lumps of cells.
Because Libya wasn't accidental. And when it's on purpose, you didn't lose anyone.
I was thinking it was like, we didn't lose a single person. Well, we lost four.
They were disappeared by the KGB.
So, I mean, any way you slice it, this election has the potential to be the most fucked up circus we have ever seen.
This election is going to make us long for the stability of 2000. We're going to be looking back at the 2000 election going, you know, at least there are only two people involved. Not 18.
It's really depressing.
You're gonna have, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have Al Haig claiming he won.
I'm in charge.
Zombie Al Haig. Zombie Al Haig is going to come. He's going to come back, claw his way out of the grave, and declare himself the winner.
Man. So, good times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Invest in metal. Brass, lead, copper.
Yeah, we always do
just
that.
Just saying.
So you think that there's somebody in like the NSA or FBI or something like that that's actually like holding back?
I think that there is pressure from the top to hold back. I would not be surprised if there was, you know, somebody in the Justice Department or some, you know, U.S. attorney somewhere that gets, you know, has a few too many, gets a little bit of integrity and says, fuck it, I'm nailing that bitch.
Integrity. Oh, you're so cute, Alan.
I know.
Yeah. It's so cute.
It's, you know, it can happen.
No, it can't.
Yeah, odds are we're looking at a Trump Clinton match off, and you better get used to President Clinton because it's going to happen.
Again, I don't know if we're looking at a Trump Clinton match off. Again, I think it's. I mean, I don't know what the GOP's planning on doing for playing stupid games, but they're going to play stupid games. So I think they're. I think they're going to shoot down Trump. I mean, that's,
you know what?
That's why I'm hoping for Trump's victory. Cause number one, gridlock, always vote for gridlock. Number two, I kind of wonder if like Trump might be like, especially given like nightmare Trump, let's just, cause I don't think he's going to be as bad as I think he's going to be. Like, that's just everybody on the planet has never turned out to be as bad as if I don't like, oh, I don't like this person. They're going to get elected. Oh, it's going to be bad news. And it's always, you know, it's not necessarily good, but it's not necessarily as bad. But let's pretend it's complete and utter nightmare Trump. All right. So you got nightmare Trump. And so he's like declaring war with everybody on the planet. And he's just, you know, he's, you know, just completely destroying trade relations and all that stuff. All of a sudden you're going to have like, you know, a legislature that now all of a sudden cares about the Constitution. Like, he's going to want to bomb Liechtenstein or whatever the hell it is because they made fun of his hair, or England because they said he wasn't allowed in the country, you know, and all that. And he's going to want to ban that. And all of a sudden they're going to be like, you know what? No, you can't, because we need a formal declaration of war. I know that we haven't done it in, what, 50 years, 60 years. But you know what? Now all of a sudden we're going to follow the Constitution again. Wouldn't that be nice?
Personally, I would love it if he just went in and said, you know what? All the countries that have been talking smack, remember that foreign aid you used to have?
That would actually be pretty nice. That'd actually be pretty nice to just roll back foreign aid. Because, yeah, guess what? You know, you guys can do all right.
You know what? You know what? We're the great Satan, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you want some money? Get a fucking job! go into the field and pick up chestnuts and sell them on the side of the road.
Pencils.
Hey, pencils.
We have a caller?
No.
Ah, that's right. It's Sausage Fest. Nobody calls in on Sausage Fest.
I'm a pretty girl.
No, you're not.
You identify with pretty girl as a pretty girl.
I'm a pretty princess.
You can identify as a pretty princess all day long, but I got news for you, weird. We have one of our listeners, Amanda, is actually a
pretty girl.
She's that, but she's also. She's not a big cheese in the Harris County Republican. She's more like a little cheese, but she's actually active in the Republican Party for Harris County, which is the county Houston is in. And apparently she's going to be going to the GOP convention in Cleveland.
You know what? Instead of a convention, let's have Thunderdome. That's it. You know, just I mean, what the hell? Nothing else has worked. Send him in with chainsaws and baseball bats. Done. There
that's
you go.
The Plaster Rules Barter Town.
If that's the case, right. If that's the case, then Hillary will win. Because that suit's coming off and the claws and the fangs are coming out.
She is a lizard person.
Yep.
Yes, the bug from Men in Black.
We have a caller.
Ah.
Area code 508. Hello.
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Hey, Arctic Elf. Turn off.
Where are you?
Coming straight to you from 1982.
I'm actually in Frida's backyard.
You're in Frida's backyard. You're looking in her window.
It is a lovely top she's wearing tonight. I don't know. Somewhere in a hotel in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Did you lose a bet?
sort of. I'm helping my grandparents move to the East Coast. So.
All right. So that's on the list of acceptable reasons to be in Cleveland.
Yeah. At 3 o'clock this morning, I was in Philadelphia.
Going to kill me, by the way.
And at 9 o'clock, I was in Des Moines, Iowa, and now I'm in Cleveland. So you do the math.
You're tired.
Yes, but I have beer.
And yet,
woo-hoo!
You're calling us.
Do you have the Sprogger with you?
Because
or is he home or is he with you?
Who's that?
Ragnar.
Oh, he's at home.
Okay, good. That's better.
Yeah, no, actually, he is at the grandparents' place with the missus, the lady elf, partying all weekend.
Of course,
because that's what you do when you're two and you go to your grandparents' house.
Yes, they are. Yep. My daughter came back from my parents' house, and every single nail on her body was painted, and she wanted to show. Yep, nope, fingers, toes, everything. Yep. She was gorgeous. Fabulous!
And then she went and found a mud puddle to stomp in?
Yep, as a matter of fact. Yep, that's what we did all day today, was stomping mud puddles.
We got a balance bike this week, and he had to have help to ride it around on the driveway, mm-hmm. right up until he found the first mud puddle. And then he did not need any help to go crashing through a mud puddle with it. So.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's starting to learn. She has a tricycle, and she's starting to learn to pedal it. Though she was a little apprehensive because she managed to dump a tricycle.
Wow.
Nice. How do you do that?
That takes talent.
It does.
I think she was trying to drag her knee on a corner. I think she was I think she was trying to go all crotch rocket in it. she dumped it.
Yeah, well, that takes talent.
Yeah, well, this little girl has amazing ability to eat shit. I mean, she'll just hit like corners at like full speed and just be nothing but assholes and elbows, and then you just stop for that few seconds to get the. There are three reactions when a 2-year-old completely eats shit. It's either they get up and just have this like confused look of what the fuck just happened there. They scream and holler and cry, or the preferable one, they get up and go.
We have been moving more and more towards that latter response as the spills get more and more predictable by all parties. Not that that slows him down any. He just knows that he's going to go ass over tea kettle.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're gonna be Are you gonna be staying in Cleveland for the riots?
Yeah.
No. no, we're planning to pull trucks rather early tomorrow. And since Brita has to work, we're not going to stop and see her for breakfast.
You could stop by the library.
You can stop.
You can ask for the tax forms.
Yeah.
I
definitely swing by the laundry, the library, and do one small load of laundry by hand.
So the good news is I know Brita doesn't have a gun in the library, and I know that I can outrun Brita. So theoretically, I can survive that.
Yeah, no, she can kill you with her brain.
Or she's going to shiv you.
Well, that's the outrun part, weird.
Yeah, but try to do that with your pants around your ankles.
Eventually, though, she is going to be in the same room with me, and I'm going to turn my back on her, and then I'd be in trouble.
That's right. Then you're going to have a shiv in the liver.
You'll develop a leak.
Yeah, that's right. I do not want to get shivved by a librarian.
That
was all I had. I'm completely brain dead, so I'm going to go finish my beer and go to bed.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Is it green beer?
No, fuck no.
Good.
Actually, worse, it's Corona.
Oh, but... God.
Oh, that is worse than green beer.
I hung up on him.
Yeah.
For drinking Corona.
No, he lied. He said he was drinking beer.
Don't be calling into the show drinking Corona.
Hey, by the way, this is the darndest thing.
What?
So when I bought my Ruger LCRs, they shipped with these like weird like padlocks.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea like what they want you to do with these things.
Is it the one with like the flexible
nunchucks?
No. This is just, this looks like a really, really beefy like master lock. It's the stacked steel washer body, and it's got just a big long shackle on it, and all that. It's stamped made in China, and so just being that I'm into lock picking, it was one of those like, oh, this should be like 5 seconds worth of fun to pick. And all that. This thing is a remarkably good lock. It appears to be, you know, you can't shim it. I assume I'm not going to try to hacksaw through the shackle to see how hard the steel is on it. But it's got one of those little like floating bezels on the keyway, so you can't drill it out. And it's full of security pins. Like, it's a really fucking hard lock to pick.
Huh.
And it was free.
Save that for your locker.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have managed to pick, I've got two of them, and I have managed to pick both of them at least once. I think I picked one of them twice. But it's not easy. So, yeah.
Huh.
That's all I got, folks.
We're done.
That's all I got. What else is new? Let's talk about the gender of fucking icebergs.
Gender of icebergs.
Didn't you see that article that I sent you? It was glaciers.
Oh.
It was just some fucking person just decided to get their grant money on. And just it quickly shows that, yes, just because you're technically a scientist and you've got like a PhD doesn't mean that you're not an idiot.
I must have missed that one.
You missed that one?
Yeah.
Aw. That was maybe like 3 weeks ago, though.
Oh, well, shit.
That 3 weeks ago doesn't exist?
Not in my book.
Yeah, it was on Reason. What was it? I think it was C90 sent it to me, or Radis, one of those guys that sends me stuff. The people that send me things. .com. So Jay, how's your car deal treating you?
Well, it's back. It's fixed, allegedly. I mean, I have no reason to think it's not fixed. Just recouping the money I'm out.
Oh, you're never getting that.
Is the insurance company not paying you?
Well, Well, no, they have to, you know, determine who is at fault. I got rear-ended with a cop watching, and they can't declare that the other guy was at fault. So it's possibly the only thing Massachusetts does better than Virginia. You get rear-ended in Mass, you're not at fault.
Wow. In Virginia, it's questionable?
Yes. Yes.
Huh. Because in Texas, in Texas, it's like Massachusetts. If you run into somebody, it's your fault. The only way it's not your fault is if you don't have insurance. Because not having insurance trumps everything. It makes everything your fault. Right. Or if you're drunk.
Drunk is the other one because you shouldn't have been on the damn road.
Right.
But yeah. It's not cut and dry. And I'm like, are you fucking insane? I was sitting in traffic on the highway. I was not moving. I couldn't have even gotten out of the way had I had a chance to do something.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the what's the race and nationality of the person that hit you?
He was a white male. So
it's still questionable.
I have to admit, I was a little ashamed to be happy that it was someone with insurance.
Well, I was just saying, because if it was a minority or some sort of foreign national, then it would be your fault.
Yeah.
Because you're a white American.
No, it was actually a business vehicle that hit. It didn't hit me, but it hit.
Oh, the chain reaction thing. Yeah. Oh, that's why they're worried. That's why they're trying to figure out who's at fault.
Yeah. Well, they do. One thing Virginia does better than Mass is this was a four vehicle accident.
Yeah.
Big truck couldn't stop in time, hit smaller truck. With Nissan Frontier, which, by the way, does not do well in accidents.
Would it fold right up?
It bowed the bed like a foot.
Wow.
Yeah, but
so it hit the Nissan Frontier, pushed the Nissan Frontier into a Toyota Corolla,
But what hit the Frontier?
It was a wrecker, flatbed truck.
Oh, well, shit.
It's like big 10-ton trucks.
Yeah. Nothing's gonna come out on that one.
Yes, yes. But point being, it was a business vehicle with commercial insurance, and I mean,
hope.
No, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, they contacted me. We've been trying to get in touch with you. I called them back the same day, 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard from them.
Uh-huh.
They're doing it because you're black.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just, you know, it's letting things go through insurance, and, you know, in a few months I'll contact them and be like, hey, what am I going to get? Where's my money?
You know what you need to do?
I'm going to send Stewie after him.
You know, how much is the damage? Is it like over $10,000?
No. That was actually, it was $6,500 total.
Oh, okay.
But I'm out my deductible.
What was your master plan, Alan? I'm curious now.
Well, I'm just saying, at a certain point, you just get a lawyer and let them do it.
Yeah.
But for $6,000, it's probably not worth it.
No. And it's not like I missed work. It's, you know, I mean, I went to the doctor to get checked out, and that was the extent of the medical. Right. You know, my back is sore, but I'm not like in crippling pain. Yeah. It's just.
Can you send some NRA lawyers after them? Blood sucking ones?
No, but I do have to admit. It was really, really cool because I walked up to the Virginia State Trooper and I was like getting my carry permit out because, you know, my holster pokes out from under my vest. And he's like, oh, yeah, I saw that when you handed me your license. I'm like, all right, I just wanted to be sure. He said, don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, that never would have happened in Massachusetts.
It might have.
In Massachusetts, they would have arrested you and called it your fault.
It would have been proned out with an AR-15 shoved up my ass.
Yep.
Which, by the way, would have been a patrol rifle because it's a police officer's.
That's right.
Though to be fair,
weapon.
If it's a
traffic stop and all that, that means it's a beat officer, and yeah, those are the guys that you were probably shooting with them that the day before.
Well, no, this was a state cop, so probably not.
That's true.
And you know, my dad was a state cop.
State cops are iffy.
Yeah,
Especially Massachusetts state cops. I love the line from The Departed on the, do you have a suit or do you like coming to work every day looking like you're about to invade Poland? Because Massachusetts state police uniform. It's alarming.
Texas DPS, they still wear cowboy hats. Oh, I got my, I had to renew my, I got a letter yesterday from the Department of Public Safety Regulatory Services Division. I thought, oh shit, what do I do now? But it was just to remind me that my concealed carry license was expiring soon and I should log in and renew it. And
well, so, why? They have open carry now.
Yeah, but you still have to have a license.
What?
Yeah, it's license. Open carry with a license. So the concealed carry license just became a license to carry. That's it.
That's just it's so retarded.
It is retarded.
I just put an image in chat.
But I laugh.
They've got the cross belt, the Smokey the Bear hat, and they're wearing jack boots.
Oh yeah. It was funny because it was the renewal fees like $70 or something like that, and
really,
and they're like, yeah, here it's like for 5 years. And
wow, that's almost as bad as Massachusetts.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know what? Given the number of people that with licenses to carry in Texas, that $70 probably doesn't pay.
Yeah,
it's not worth operating the program for having a license to carry. The fees don't pay for it, even. I bet. They should just get rid of it.
Exactly.
I mean, we will.
Just go constitutional carry,
Idaho. Was it Idaho?
We're coming close to double digits.
I know.
In states that either have or because West Virginia just joined.
Right. Yeah.
Somewhere John Denver is helicoptering into his grave. Oh, wait. There he did. I'm going.
Yeah.
Is John Denver anti-gun?
Oh, yeah.
All I knew was he was a shitty musician.
But that's how. Remember, that's how concealed carry happened, right? There was like three or four states where it was legal, and then I forget where it was. I think maybe a couple did it, and then Florida was the big one. And once Florida started doing concealed carry, it was like floodgates. Everybody started doing it.
Well, wasn't it Florida and Texas were right next to each other?
Well, Florida was first, and then a few years later, Texas did it. And then because Texas legislature only meets every 2 years, so you know they can't they don't do anything quick. But then everybody started doing the open carry, which Florida still doesn't have, which is surprising. And then Texas did open carry with a license, but now all the states are doing. No license carry.
And blood is running in the streets.
Yes. Yeah, eventually there's going to be blood running in the streets. If they keep saying it enough, eventually it'll happen.
Yeah. Just like, you know, yes. Just, you know, like what was it last year? There was two dudes that did get in a fight over a parking space and one shot the other. Congratulations, it happened. You rolled the dice enough times and you eventually got snake eyes. Good job, guys. Yes.
Eventually, that infinite number of monkeys will produce Shakespeare.
No, they won't.
Congratulations, you got Shakespeare. If they're infinite, they will. It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times. Stupid monkeys.
Oh, those stupid monkeys. And then they threw poop.
That's racist.
It is racist.
Crap. We got like 6 more minutes.
We got this.
Yeah, we can do it.
We got this. Oh, did you guys see that article I sent you? That'll close us out. On the woman that, let me just dig it up.
Oh, the Melissa Click thing.
Yeah, Melissa Click.
Oh, yeah. Poor Melissa Click. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted people to beat up and silence the media. Right. I don't understand what the problem was.
Right. But now she's like trying to defend herself.
The title
of it is, I'm gonna put it in chat, is the what would our world look like if no one ever took a chance?
I wasn't
making a criminal threat against the person. I was just taking a chance.
Well, she was on some, being interviewed by some talking head. I forget what it's on the CNN or MSNBC or something. And she was trying to crawfish out of it going, well, I didn't know the guy. I didn't even think the guy was like real media because he didn't have a big professional camera.
Oh yeah. Again, going under that standard thing of the, no, you need to be like, have press credentials to be part of the First Amendment.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody in the mainstream media would love for that.
Oh yeah.
Hence the whole, like, you know, people in their pajamas when, you know, bloggers actually, you know, brought down a major news network.
Well, right along with the fact that she was a mass media professor.
Yep.
So your job was to teach people about, quote, mass media, and you're impugning the credentials of someone in media.
To be fair for her, Jay, a bunch of people have posted her syllabi and curriculum online, and I've read through it, and she is very clearly one of those ultra specialized insects that is completely incapable of doing anything but getting some no-show bullshit college teaching job.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
except
so
no. Not even that now.
Yeah. Now, not even that. Because
now she's
again,
begging for money on GoFundMe.
Thankfully, all the lawyers and goons that actually run the universities are saying, no, I don't care how liberal you are, or how cool you thought what she did. Stay the hell away from her. She's nothing but a liability where she's going to get us sued.
Well, it lost the money. Did you see their enrollment?
Do you blame them?
The enrollment, the freshman enrollment was down like 1,500.
Why would why would mommy and daddy want to send their
exactly
kids to that dump?
Their registration fees or plus the money they get from the state is like $30 or $40 million.
I mean, especially
less.
Since like they considered it. This was like, this went into like a super long hearing. Is she, you know, they immediately put her on suspension because yeah, they saw the writing on the wall, but they were hemming and hawing trying to keep her around.
Sure.
They're like, well, we're not going to fire her over assaulting a student and just generally imputing the First Amendment while being someone who's supposed to know better.
Right.
Well, remember, by the same, you know, we know liberals are consistent, if nothing else. By their Second Amendment logic, if they didn't have a quill pen or a Gutenberg press, the government can regulate it all they want.
Yes. That is true. Well, though, to be fair, I mean, I was actually talking to my wife about this the other day. She was like going like, what is the story? I can't remember what like weird like liberal double standard we were talking about. But I mean, they're always huge on the, you know, oh, you know, when it's a bunch of people speaking out against George W. Bush, it's speaking truth to power. Right. When it's a bunch of people.
Dissent is the highest form of patriotism.
Yeah, dissent is, and yet when it's somebody speaking out against Barack Obama, it's a bunch of ignorant racists.
Racist,
you know, yeah. Sort of idea. And it's one of those. But I mean, that's the nature. Is if you're a progressive, you are always picking winners or losers. It's not the fact that oh no, I love all black people, or I don't like black people. It's the, I love black people that vote for me, and I hate Clarence Thomas and Condoleezza Rice.
Right.
You know, sort of idea. Because again, picking winners and losers. It's the same, and that's where you get like the goofiness with Caitlyn Jenner. Like on one hand, they want to like dive all over the place for, oh, he's, you know, he's not a complete and utter lunatic. He's transgendered. He was born in the wrong body. He's so brave. And then on the other hand, he went, oh yeah, no, I'm a Republican. You know,
I think
kill him with fire.
Caitlyn Jenner as Trump's Veep.
Oh
my gosh.
I don't.
Yeah, that's not going to fly because
I don't think Trump.
No, it's just like the black Republicans aren't really black. It's they'd pull the switch on him and they'd be like, well, he's not really trans then because he's Republican.
It would just be worth it just to watch the paradigm shifting without a clutch, man. You just hear.
But see, the problem is that recognizing that is they're oblivious to that. Oh, you can't use that argument against them because they don't. They're like, so what? They don't care. Obviously
transphobic and just watch them like, hey.
But they wouldn't because they'd be. It'd be. You know, it's like trying to tell a cat, you know, teach a cat algebra. You know, they. Huh.
Are you going to teach your cats algebra? Is that what you're saying?
You can't.
Well, the cat food even has X's in it.
Does some of it have X's in it?
That was an algebra joke. All right.
Oh, did y'all see that video? Did y'all see that video about the taxi drivers in Cuba?
What, they're all driving 58 Bel Airs?
No. They're talking about the... It was one of those Facebook videos where they did, I'll see if I can get a link. They went to Cuba and they're talking because, you know, Cuba is a shithole and it's getting more of a shithole. And they went to some guy went there and was like the official, there's like a, you know, the official salary, which is like shit. They've started giving people like private licenses. And taxi drivers is one of the ones that get him. And so, you know, taxi drivers make, if you can get one of those licenses, taxi drivers make more in a day than like a doctor or an engineer makes in a month.
Nice.
I mean, that's communism right there. I mean, that was the, I remember hearing somebody say that there were no male doctors in the, you know, in the tail end of the Soviet Union because, yeah, why would you do that?
Right.
You know, that's actually like hard work with accountability and all that stuff. You know, that's
right.
You know, that's terrible. Let somebody else do that.
Well, you know, it's just the whole thing, you know, incentives matter. They always,
I mean,
matter.
It's way better to be a farmer in a country with a food shortage.
Oh yeah.
Cause it's like one of those
unless they're going to come steal your crops from you and let you starve to death like they did.
Yeah, but that's only if you live in the Ukraine.
Or in China. Because they did that too. That's
true. To be fair, they didn't starve to death. They ate their dead relatives.
What are they, rugby players?
Yes. Oh, yes. That's the Chinese word for communism.
And yet we're at a point in the United States where the idiotic young people think socialism is cool.
You sure do. Yeah,
with Venezuela imploding
right
in real time,
which they don't see because it's not covered on the news.
Well, even better is like Norway starting to shit the bed, which is the magical one because
Denmark.
Oh yeah, about
Sweden. Denmark's going like, no guys.
Where's
the oil prices are dropping so much that these socialistic countries that are surviving on, I mean they're essentially Venezuela. They're surviving exclusively on the fact that they're just loaded to the gills with oil. And now all of a sudden they're doing stupid socialist stuff and their oil's not worth shit.
Well, and their formerly homogeneous culture has been opened wide to the migrants.
That's true.
And the refugees and where people is it have no interest in assimilating. Where is it
they're doing the riots? Right now, and they're like
Sweden, isn't it?
Sweden, that where there's like it's like the sixth or seventh night of like crazy riots. I mean, they're burning hundreds of cars.
And honestly, that scares the living bejesus out of me, because Germans do not react well to being pushed. There's some frightening players over there, and you start pushing enough of them to that point. And all
what was it Tam says help. About Europe's ability to go from zero to filling up boxcars?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it can happen here too.
Oh yeah,
it has happened.
No, we only have concentration camps. We don't have the boxcars.
What is it? The old saying that fascism's always descending on the U.S. and landing on Europe.
I like the little graphic that showed Clarence Thomas. aligns with political party that freed his ancestors. George Takei aligns with the political party that literally put him personally in a concentration camp.
Yeah, exactly. Way to go. Brilliant.
That's just
me. That is the weird thing with Takei is that, he was, it wasn't even like it was his like mom and dad. He was actually in the fucking camps.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Well, then again, he was also angry at William Shatner for holding Sulu back on Star Trek and not letting him be promoted. Missing the point that if he was promoted, he'd be off the damn show.
Yep.
Newsflash, if Sulu became a captain, he no longer exists.
And didn't he get promoted in whichever one of the movies where Kirk was an admiral and so he was off the Enterprise, and wasn't Sulu the captain of the Enterprise at that point?
No, Spock was.
Oh, what was Sulu the captain of?
He was some other
ship. Captain of another. Yeah.
Come on, Jay. I thought you were the Trekkie.
Excelsior, I believe.
No, it was that other. It was that weird dude that was Excelsior.
Oh, we're looking it up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, I am.
Oh, fucking Star Trek. God damn it. You know what? When I was
speaking of socialism.
When I was a kid, I really thought Star Trek was awesome. And then I grew up.
Discovered country.
I thought it was Excelsior.
Ha!
Was it?
Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah, but wasn't there somebody
such
else
a dork.
In Star Trek II? Wasn't there somebody else that was the captain of the Excelsior when they ran away from it?
It's possible. It's one of those names that keeps coming.
Other guy. God, I'm such a fucking nerd.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, wow.
That's embarrassing.
I have just out-nerded myself.
It's horrible. Oh, well.
Oh, yep.
Time on that note. I think it's that time.
Yep.
Yeah.
On that note of nerdery.
All right. Good night, Internet.
Yep. We'll be back next week. Y'all have fun.
Yep.
Bye.
Don't listen to these jerks watching Aliens movies.
All right, we're done.